Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Biz Journal's digital editor. We check in with her on Fridays to talk about the region's business news. Sacramento's effort to attract Amazon's second headquarters took a big step forward this week. Local leaders submitted a bid to the e-commerce giant. What can you tell us about this proposal?
Well, local officials held an event at Golden One Center this week to mark their formal proposal to Amazon. And of course, this is consistent with Amazon's timeline. The company wanted regions to submit bids by Thursday. And we now know that local officials have identified 12 sites where Amazon could partially or wholly establish a future second headquarters, which would eventually employ 50,000 people.
Which parts of the region are we talking about?
The list covers many parts of the region, including the former Sleep Train Arena site and the Rail Yards development, as well as places such as El Dorado Hills and the future Folsom Ranch development. Now, officials say that the local sites are not ranked in the proposal, and they're emphasizing that Amazon really isn't too concerned about specific sites, but rather an entire region's proposal package.
Of course, Sacramento is part of a long list of metro areas competing for this project. Any idea how we compare to the other places?
Well, several outside reports have evaluated top contenders for the project, and Sacramento has not been included on those lists. But local officials say that they're still confident in the effort. They're emphasizing things such as access to talent here and a connection to the Northern California mega region. They also say that the sites on their list could be ready by 2019, which is consistent with what Amazon wants. Also, the local proposal includes some unique elements, such as an emphasis on local education resources for Amazon's employees. And it also included virtual reality goggles, so those Amazon officials could visit the area remotely.
When will Amazon make a decision?
Well, we know that the company moves quickly. It could choose a region early next year. And of course, if Sacramento was selected, the headquarters would join Amazon's existing local presence, which includes a large fulfillment center at Metro Air Park.
And Amazon just added another feature in the area too, right?
That's right. But this one is much smaller than a fulfillment center. The company announced it's bringing its treasure truck to the Sacramento area. Now, this truck is already a feature in several other cities, and it offers a hand-picked assortment of products. Often those include new or trending items.
So how is this different from just ordering products on Amazon?
Well, there's a lot more mystery involved. Shoppers sign up to receive notifications about the truck through the Amazon app, and we don't know a whole lot of details about it in advance. Amazon still hasn't announced when the truck will make its first local stop. So when the truck arrives, shoppers learn about its location as well as the products it offers, and then they use the app to place an order and then pick up their treasure on the truck. Limited items are available, and there's a limit of one item per person per day. Now, this is really interesting because lots of people associate Amazon with shopping that's done alone in the comfort of your home, but this truck is actually adding a real-life, experience-oriented element to the e-commerce process.
Let's talk about the business of food. A restaurant with a focus on specialized diets is getting closer to opening in downtown Sacramento.
Yes, we are talking about Backbone Cafe at 8th and J Streets. And the menu is a little different from your typical casual restaurant. This place will be open for breakfast and lunch, and it will serve everything from vegan entrees to bone broth. This new locally owned business comes from the team behind Mateo's Pizza and Bistro in Carmichael, as well as Supper House Restaurant and catering in the Crocker Art Museum.
Oh, wait, I'm still thinking about that bone broth. What's that?
Yes, good question. Well, bone broth is generally made by roasting bones to bring out flavor, then simmering them for a long time. Now, this is different from regular stock because it's cooked much longer. Now, some people say that bone broth is a good source of vitamins and minerals, and this new restaurant will actually offer a broth bar where people can add things such as noodles, herbs, or vegetables to their broths.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.